From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block in Washington.
And I'm Robert Siegel in New York City, where the Republican National Convention got underway this morning.
So it is my privilege to proclaim the 2004 Republican National Convention in session and call it to order.
Tens of thousands of people have converged on the city this week. The GOP leadership, convention delegates, lots of journalists, and also protesters. They bring different, sometimes conflicting, hopes for the next 4 days. In this segment of the program, we'll hear some of what the different groups assembled in and around Madison Square Garden would like to see happen here. At the core of this event are President Bush and his top political strategists. For example, Matthew Dowd, who sat down with me to talk about what he hopes will happen at this convention, what message will get out to the people who hear or see President Bush's speech on Thursday night.
I think that there's two really main things. One, to talk about the president's record for the last 3.5 years and what he's done and what's been accomplished and what the country's been through in those 3.5 years and how we've met those challenges. But more importantly, once we've done that, we want to talk about how we're going to build on that record with an agenda for the next term. So those two things, I think, to talk about his record, but as a building block for what he wants to do and his vision for the next 4 years are.
How will he address the war, which is not exactly the war that was anticipated a bit over a year ago, and there have been many setbacks, disappointments, no weapons of mass destruction. How does he talk about it to people?
I think that he's going to talk about it like he has for the past year, which is this is the war in Iraq is a front or part of the battle in the war on terror, the global war on terror, and that through what was done by our country as well as other countries in the world, that we've taken the battle to the terrorists. And he'll talk about how that's made the country safer, made the world safer, that Saddam Hussein's not in power. But I think it's to try to put it in a context of a broad global war on terror.
Are we going to be treated to the prime time of Republican moderates this week?
Well, it's interesting people say that because, I mean, you're not going to see more conservative people than the President of the United States and the Vice President of the United States on Wednesday and Thursday who will get larger shares of audiences across the country than anybody.
But before that, Governor Pataki, Mayor Giuliani.
When we sought to put together a program for a convention in New York, you can't do that without having Rudy Giuliani, who was front and center in the biggest event that's happened in this country in a generation. So you Rudy Giuliani's there. John McCain, who is a beloved person that has served this country well and supports the president. You know, he's conservative on a lot of issues. He's not on other issues. Governor Pataki is going to introduce the president, another person that had an instrumental role in what happened in New York in 9/11, the conventions in New York. The First Lady and Arnold Schwarzenegger in primetime on Tuesday night. So I think in the end, people will not come away from this convention not thinking that the Republican Party is not conservative.
Listening to demonstrators on Sunday, I was struck that for as many people, as many Americans who may like George Bush a great deal, there are people in this country who have an animosity toward him that is unlike anything people felt toward his father or toward President Reagan. Are you surprised, distressed by it? Does it bother you at all?
It bothers me, and I know it bothers the president and the first lady because of whether it's an issue or decisions that were made. I mean, we are in a time of great change in the world and in the country, both economically and because of terrorism. So you can understand people's emotional reactions to things, but it does bother you. You don't like any. You'd like to have a discussion of policy or the person without it going from dislike to hate. But there is an element of the Democratic Party that just does not like this person. We accept it, but, you know, you don't like it.
The people united! The people defeated! The people united!
In fact, the protesters whose distaste for the president bothers strategist Matthew Dowd marched peacefully, if angrily, through the streets of Midtown Manhattan Sunday in numbers estimated at more than 100,000. And while they were generally opposed to the war in Iraq, their placards urged everything from Palestinian rights to immigrants' rights to U.S. out of the Philippines. The signs that read, "Bush lies, who dies," and "Worst president ever," bespeak that thread uniting them, dislike of the incumbent president. What do the protesters hope will come of their actions this week?
My name is Joe Mellinger, and I'm here to see that we all get together and try to defeat Bush and this whole administration.
Primarily, is it about the war in Iraq?
Oh, it's a number of things, not just that. It's health care, it's pensions, it's many, many things. It's not just the war in Iraq, but war in Iraq is a very dominant theme here. And I would say that's possibly the number one reason.
I'm Genevieve Lowe. I've been living in San Francisco Bay Area for about 11 years now.
Why are you here? What's your motivation?
What first actually brought me out here was I do feel strongly that the federal government has not given enough money to 9/11 victims as what they had promised. And the administration, I feel, is using the whole 9/11 thing and bringing it, the RNC, to New York City, trying to, you know, play off of it. And I don't think they've given that much to, you know, the families. It's a big deal for me.
I'm Rudy Gadamke. I'm from New Jersey. I'm frustrated with the whole Bush administration, with the policies on the war, most of all, but with economic policies and everything else. We are so tied to money and big corporations, and you know, that's where the power is.
Ann Rich, Vermont.
What do you want to accomplish this week?
Well, a lot of it is a reminder to myself that having an opportunity to be active and take advantage of the rights that I still have, exercise them, demonstrate to our country that it's possible to make a change, have a voice, and also to show the Republican National Convention that there is a presence for people who don't agree with the agenda and make an impact that way.
Then there are the people who will sit on the convention floor this week, the delegates and alternates, activists and local office holders. They are a huge studio audience for the convention telecast, the people who will provide enthusiastic responses to the president and the other convention speakers.
My name is Dennis Jones. I'm the Republican State Party chairman from Kansas.
And what do you hope to accomplish this week at the convention?
Well, of course, first thing is to nominate President Bush to seek another four-year term. But I hope to take the experiences of this convention back to Kansas and see if we can't reinvigorate the voter turnout. We had a primary in August that had less than 30% voter turnout. It's important that people understand and remember that the most precious freedom we have is the freedom to vote. And I want to take some of the lessons learned from this week back to the folks of Kansas.
I'm Gordon Peterson, and I'm a state representative in South Dakota. I'm a retired Army officer.
And what do you hope to accomplish this week personally at the convention?
Well, basically, what we need to do is to get all of the Republicans thinking on the same theme, trying to unite a few of those that aren't quite so-so. So we have one great big blast when we leave here. It's like a big rally. It's like a pep rally. Then just go out and get to work.
My name is Sandra Barber. I'm from the 5th Congressional District in Ohio, Fulton County, and I am the county recorder elected in Fulton County. This is my 5th convention. The 4th is a delegate.
For you, what's been an issue of learning experience here?
Well, I've learned that the New Yorkers have been wonderful people. The hospitality has been here. I don't feel any fear at all or anxieties. I feel very protected. And that has been something that has really surprised me.
Okay, two changes. Dick at 5:30.
And then there are the thousands of us, bearers of laptops and microphones, video cameras and reporters' notebooks, the news media.
I carry a small bag with me, and I'll have a couple lenses. I'll have a 300-millimeter lens.
Spencer Platt is one of a half dozen photographers who will be on the convention floor for Getty Images, a photo news agency. He worked the Democratic convention and has covered the Kerry campaign. Platt has spent much of the past 3 years in Iraq, Afghanistan, Congo, Liberia. He hopes to capture the story of this convention in images that will appear in newspapers and magazines.
That's gotten a little bit more difficult. These are more choreographed, scripted events these days, and as a photographer, as any journalist, it's more difficult to kind of get behind and really convey in an image the reality of it.
How do you do that? And how do you find something unique to this event and to this story when, you know, we have two conventions every fourth summer and they're remarkably similar one to the other?
It can be done. It is difficult, but you sit and you, as a photographer, you look. You know, you get, in many ways, I like to think of it almost like a zen-like mood. You block out everything else, and you concentrate, visualize on your subject, on the people, block out all the noise, and really just look and wait for it to happen, and it always does in the end.
I'm just trying to imagine being out on a convention floor where people are genuinely enthusiastic and rapt, and then there are huge galleries rising up from the convention floor and music, and you're striving for a zen-like state. You're shutting all this out.
You have to do it. You'll just be distracted, and your head will be turning in every way, in every direction. It is imperative to keep necessary picture of Z, and really concentrate on what is the story.
That's news photographer Spencer Platt of Getty Images. He's one of thousands of people who have come to Madison Square Garden for this week's Republican National Convention. This is Robert Siegel in New York.